Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, indeed. And thanks to the help we get from ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, we'll keep it running for you. You need to bring in your vehicle, car, truck, or van in for service, your favorite dealer, your favorite shop. You want to know what the heck might be going on with it. Dan's going to help you do that very thing. The more information, the better. Good morning to you, Dan. Good to connect with you once again. It's been quite a few years, right? What do you figure, at least 25?
Hello, Denny. Good morning. I can barely hear you for some reason.
Really? Well, I'll just have to start yelling.
Yeah. Thank you.
Is that better?
That's better, thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well, thank you very much. As I mentioned earlier this morning, it's kind of nice to be doing this broadcasting from your home. I do like to be in studio and seeing our guests and clients and friends. Certainly, that socialization is a good part of it. But we're still going to get the job done. And I wanted to ask you, I was looking at that forecast, and I heard Al mention all week it looks like it's going to be close to 90 degrees here in the Twin Cities. And I wanted to ask you, and by the way, Dan's going to be with us till about 7:45. So if you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait. We always seem to run out of time and don't get all the calls and texts answered. So if you do have any kind of a car care question for Dan, call it in or text it in. Same number, 651-989-9226. About this heat, well, I don't want to call it a heat wave, but definitely it's going to be in the high 80s to around 90 pretty much the rest of the week. What can go wrong with AC when a customer comes in and said, you know, my car used to be a lot cooler. I don't know what's going on. What could some of the problems be besides maybe a leaking refrigerant? What can happen?
You know, Denny, of course, that right now in this climate, that's our number one complaint these days is people are coming in because their air conditioning isn't blowing as cool as they'd like it to. And when an air conditioning system working at, you know, when the outside temperature is 75 or 80 degrees, it might feel just fine. But when it gets up to, you know, 90, 95, 100 degrees, it doesn't work. And the most common problem is that some of the refrigerant gas has leaked out. And the repair procedure for that is to hook it up to a machine, suck all of the old gas and moisture and stuff out of the car, filter that gas, clean it, you know, put it back in with the proper amount of oil and so forth, and get it back cooling again. And then the other thing that we see that's causes the air conditioning not to work well when the temperature gets real hot is that the radiator or the air conditioning condenser, which is up in front of the radiator, if they get plugged with debris and don't allow air to flow through, then that's another thing that causes problems. And the repair for that is to sometimes partially disassemble part of it, so that we can get in there and rinse that out real clean and get air flowing through there again. If air isn't cooling that properly, then the pressures get too high and you know, the safety switches in the air conditioning system cause it to shut down. And so that that will affect it too.
So you can actually clean the gas that you've taken out of the vehicle. Wow, I didn't know that.
That is exactly how it happens. It gets filtered. it gets cleaned and filtered and then put, you know, it's an enclosed system. I don't have access to any of that stuff. It's coming directly from your car into my machine. And then it gets filtered and cleaned and all the moisture is removed from it and it's put right back in. And that's the way it goes. It works great. That's you'll be shocked at how much cooler, you know, because it's a slow process of you losing your cooling capacity. And so when you suddenly bring it back to what it could be, it's amazing the difference.
How about that? 651-989-9226. That's our phone number. That's our text number. Tell you what, before we break, let's go to the phones. I think Paul in Ridgefield is first up here. Paul, what is your question for Dan?
Hi, guys. I got an 88 Buick LeSabre V6 fuel injection. The car, I shut her down. I was waiting in line out in Apple Valley at my bank and shut her down, you know, just so I wouldn't run the car with everyone else, run their car waiting in line. So when I returned on the vehicle, it was slow to fire over. It chugged a little bit, and then it ran okay. And I went across, you know, the street down to Menards, shut her off, did my shopping, came back, and nothing. It would crank over, or it would crank, but it wouldn't fire over. And I had it towed to my home in Richfield. So I've got plenty of cranking power. The battery's good. I'm just wondering if it's electrical, and I can smell a rich mix of fuel. I've got a half a tank in there. I put seafoam in there to see if it fired over. It'd pop a little bit, but it won't actually pop and run. So I'm wondering if I'm looking at a coil issue or I'm looking at a worst-case scenario, a timing belt issue.
Well, you've already named one of the ingredients that you need for a car to run, and that is battery power. Which you have. The other things that you've mentioned are you would need spark. There needs to be spark at the spark plug, so that's something that should be checked. Then you need fuel pressure from the fuel pump, and you also need the computer to be signaling the fuel injectors to fire so that you can get gas into the cylinder. And then the last thing you already mentioned too is timing. The timing needs to be on. And if you were at, my shop or any shop, those are exactly the things that we would check. You know, we'd start with checking spark, see if we have spark at the spark plug, and then move on to fuel pressure and a signal at the fuel injectors. And one of those ingredients is obviously missing. And, we need to determine which of those ingredients is missing and then take care of the repair from there. So take some tools and a little bit of knowledge, but if you wanted to tackle it, you sure could if you're comfortable checking those things to find out what's going on.
All right. Dan, we need to take a quick break here, but let's invite our listeners to join in on the conversation. If you have any kind of a vehicle problem and you want to know what the heck is going on, ask Dan, either by phone or by text. Phone number or the text number is both the same, 651-989-9226. Don't wait. As mentioned, Dan will be here till Jack Farrell time at 7:45. So we'd love to help you out. 651-989-9226. We'll be back with more Car Care on News Talk 830 WCCO. And good morning. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with ASE Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Where are we located there with Lloyd's Automotive, Dan?
Well, we are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, where, by the way, we still have that job posted for a technician, Denny. In fact, two of my last technicians, both Ryan and Mike, people that we've hired in the past several years, two of them have come from listeners of this radio show. Ryan's grandma listened to the show and told him to come apply, and Mike's mom listened to the show and told him to come apply, and then they ended up coming here. So, if you know somebody, direct them to our website. That'd be a great place to connect.
Great job.
But anyway, or give us a call. We'll be there this morning. at 651-228-1316.
Very good. We'll get you that number before Dan leaves us. He'll be with us, Dan will, till about 7:45 is when he takes his leave. Tell you what, speaking of phones, let's go back to the phones. I believe Pat is calling in from Burnsville this morning. Pat, what's your question for Dan?
I have an appointment set up with my people who service my car, and they recommended this time, they usually put a few extra things on there, that we have a valve adjustment, and I'm wondering what you feel about that. They say if your car is over 100,000 miles or over 10 years old, you should have this. My car.
Yeah, is it a Honda? What kind of car is it, Pat?
It's a Honda 08 Civic, and it's only got 36,500 miles on it. I don't drive it a lot, but it's 11 years old.
You know, actually, on that particular vehicle, that is a very important repair,
mm-hmm.
because if the valves are not adjusted correctly, they have a tendency to burn.
Mm-hmm.
And if you burn something up, if you burn a little notch in the valve, it is a very, very significant repair. So it is an important repair, and I hope that they're asking you to leave the vehicle at the shop the night before, because when we do a valve adjustment, the vehicle should be completely cold. You don't want it warm when you're doing that adjustment. So keep that in mind. But yes, I know it's a little more money than you want to spend to do a valve adjustment, but it's an important repair, an important recommendation from the manufacturer. And particularly on that car, it's a big deal. You don't want to neglect that.
All right, very good. Cool. Thanks, Pat, for the call. Pat leaves that line open, 651-989-9226. We had a text message a couple of minutes ago, Dan, that it's about a Honda CR-V. And the question is from the texter about an active grill system. First of all, what is that? I never heard of that before, and they want to know if there are any issues with that that thing.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that. Active what, Denny?
Grill, like a barbecue grill, a grill,
yeah.
Active grill system.
I'm not familiar with that. I'm sorry. I've not heard of that.
It may have been a typo on the texter's part. But I'll tell you what, let's do this. Here's another one, though, that just came in. It's a 2004 Dodge Ram that while driving, it stops running about once a day. Texter says, I pull over and it starts back up. It's got 85,000 miles on it. Any ideas?
Well, I have lots of ideas, but they're all tricky. Boy, those problems that are short-term like that, that are intermittent, where you're driving along and once a day the vehicle stalls and then starts right back up, they're really hard to find. And we have to go deep in our experience pool to try and remember a car that was similar acting like that, that we finally zeroed it on. But things that can be checked in that process would be to, get hooked up to the computer and see if there's any codes stored in the computer, diagnostic trouble codes that would give us some direction. And then the other thing that we would do in a case like that is when the car's at our shop, we'd hook up a whole bunch of diagnostic equipment to it, a fuel pressure gauge and, spark indicator and a whole bunch of things that, the scan tool and a whole bunch of things like that. And then take it out and get it to actually act up, which can be a challenge, but that's what we do. And then when it acts up, we will have recorded what of those ingredients is missing, and that kind of zeroes in on it for us to find out the right place to look to see what's going on, because it could be any sort of sensor, it could be any sort of connection, anything in the wiring. It's just way too broad to guess right now without having a little bit more information.
A lot of variables there. All right, I tell you what, let's take a quick break here. We'll have a look at that forecast. I'm going to alert Dick in Richfield. You'll be our next caller, so don't go away. There is a line open if you want to call in or text in, 9226. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here with ASE Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan will be with us for about another 8 minutes or so. And Dan, we want to help out a couple of listeners before we head out of here. I believe Dick in Ridgefield is first up here. Dick, thanks for waiting.
Oh, thank you. And good morning. Before winter sets in again, I'm going to have to buy a battery for my car. In the past, I've always bought batteries with the screw-off caps on it, and I check the water level once a year, and generally one or two of the cells will need water. Well, now when I'm out shopping around for a battery, they're virtually all, quote, maintenance-free, unquote, batteries with no caps, and they just sealed on the top. And they say, well, it'll never need water. And I thought, well, I'm just not so confident in that, so I'd like your opinion.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and you're right. You're going to be hard-pressed to find a battery that you can service anymore. And what you're hearing is accurate, that the batteries are sealed and they are maintenance-free. And, you know, we all day long are working on cars, and you cannot get access to the batteries anymore to service them with water or anything else. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I thought it was similar to, let's say, if at the last stage of manufacturing a car, they welded the hood shut and said, well, it's a maintenance-free car.
Well,
you know, if something happens, just buy a new one.
Right. On a lot of systems on a car, it has gotten to be that way. Oftentimes, the transmission is a sealed unit, and it's very, very complicated to check or service the fluid in them. And it's just the way the world is going, and we're gonna all have to accept it and live with it. Batteries all come with, and actually, I think, an amazingly long warranty anymore. So I think that whatever battery it is that you choose, it'll serve you just fine. And while it doesn't seem right, it is the way that it goes, and it does work just fine. They have it figured out.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Dee. Thank you very much, Dick. Steve is next up in Coon Rapids. I believe Steve is there. Good morning, Steve.
Morning. How are we doing?
Good, thanks. What's your question?
Good. I've got a 2014 Chevy Captiva 2.0, and it just gets lousy gas mileage. I tried replacing plugs first. I just want to know what would be the next step, I guess.
Well, if it when people come in and complain that their gas mileage has changed, a whole bunch of things that could cause it. For example, it could be a running issue with the car. For example, if the car is never getting up to operating temperature, if it's running too cold, things like that, those types of things will have an effect on gas mileage. When you're at a shop, if I hook it up to my scan tool, and if the sensors are acting the way that they're supposed to, then the car is running as efficiently on the fuel as it possibly can. So that's it. It's a very easy check. If you want to bring it into your shop, they'd be glad to do that for you to see if it is running as efficiently as it can. But there's a whole bunch of other things that can affect gas mileage, like wheel alignment, or if one of the brakes is being partially applied, if your transmission isn't shifting right into all the gears. There's a whole bunch of other things that will have an effect on gas mileage too. So if you're sure that something has changed, then that would be my recommendation, is that you bring it into the shop and tell them just that, and see what they can do about it to see if it is running efficiently, or to see if there's some other factors going on that's causing the trouble. So that's what I'd recommend. If it's changed, I would bring it in and have it checked.
All right. We have a lot of smart listeners, as you know, and we got a lot of text messages about that earlier text about that active grill system on the Honda CR-V. Evidently, it's an aero thing. At a certain speed, some flap up front closes off part of the radiator grill for better economy. Also, it says it was on another vehicle, But it's another texter says the active shutter grill is positioned just behind the lower front fascia and in front of the radiator. The shutters close to enhance aerodynamics when the, this case it was an Odyssey. They open automatically when underhood systems need more cooling air. So that's evidently what an active shutter grill system is.
Well, thank you for that. That makes great sense, Denny. And that's actually NASCAR and the IndyCar technology, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
The aerodynamics have a big effect on the performance of a car. So that's what's going on there. But, yeah, thanks for that information. And
yeah, absolutely.
That makes perfect
thank
sense.
You.
Now I understand.
Good deal. Here's a text that says, my wife insists that I use 93-octane gas for our new Audi, but there is only one station that I know of that has it. Everyone else has 91. Please advise.
Well, I would look in your owner's manual or even on the cover of the gas cap and see what the manufacturer is asking for. You do not need more octane than the manufacturer's asking for. So if the car is asking for 93, which I doubt, you will have to find that and use it. But if it's satisfied with the 91 octane, then that should do it for you. And if that's all the car is asking for, then that's all you need.
Very good. I think we have time for maybe one more text before we take our leave. Let's see. All right, here's one. I'm looking at buying a used 2015 Golf with the TSI Turbo 1.8. I'm wondering, Texter says, how long to expect the turbo to last in that car? Any idea there?
Well, we don't replace turbos very long, very often. I mean, we certainly do. Like any moving part, they fail. But it's not a common repair. You know, it's not something that we do every day, certainly. So I think turbos are, they have them pretty well figured out, and they have pretty good longevity. So I wouldn't change my turbo just based on a maintenance schedule. I would wait for a problem, because I think more than likely you will not have a problem with the turbo. They work pretty good.
And before we take our leave here, a texter says in regards to that earlier text about that Dodge truck stalling, he or she said, I had a 98 Dodge truck that would do the same on mine. The fuel pump screen in the fuel tank was clogged with debris. When I would stop running, just enough dirt would fall back into the tank to allow it to start back up. Thought it needed a new fuel pump, but when I pulled the pump from the tank, I could see the problem. So that's that was that one texter's result there.
Well, and that's exactly how it works now with the internet, Danny. Danny, it's amazing. The information that's out there based on other people's experience, and we actually use that as part of our diagnostics procedure.
Why not?
We'll take any information that we can get that will make a shortcut for us.
We got to run, Dan. What's your phone number at Lloyd's?
Well, our phone number is 651-228-1316, and we'll be here this morning, so give us a call.
And if you know a mechanic who wants a job at a great place, you call that number or stop by. Thanks, Dan. Let's talk next week again if you have time.
Sounds good. Thanks, Denny.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.